Greetings, this is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap. This week in finance, the news has been bustling with consumer protection issues, exciting loan offers, and collaborative efforts promoting quality services. All of these tell a tale of a nation striving towards better financial health and professional proficiency. Commonwealth Bank of Australia, or the CBA, is under rigorous scrutiny following a case of its loan approval to a self-confessed problem gambler named Ben. Despite having granted loans accumulating to $13,500, the bank maintains compliance with its policy restricting applicants who've gambled over $10,000 within 90 days. However, Ben's complaint lodged with the Australian Financial Complaints Authority attests to a different narrative. The dispute raises pivotal queries pertaining to a bank's role in curtailing financial harm, raising the urgency for enhanced responsible lending measures. As this case unfolds, a note to us all, banks and borrowers alike, to tread thoughtfully, ensuring financial wellness on one hand and fortifying risk containment strategies on the other. In brighter news, non-bank lender Rate Money is stepping up in support of self-employed Australians. From June 30th, 2025, its Evolve Easy Doc loans will offer reduced interest rates starting at 6.64% per annum. Further sweetening this offering, the Easy Doc 1-year product's rates are set to tumble down to a mere 6.09% per annum. Rate Money's beneficial stance extends to investment loan seekers as well, with the removal of interest-only loading. A heartening response in an evolving non-bank lending landscape, creating ample opportunities for freestanding professionals and small businesses to thrive. Adding more flavor to the mix, fintech innovator BeforePay Group Limited is set to roll out a new pocket-friendly personal loan product on October 31, 2024. The key highlight of this service is transparency, with a flat 5% fee and a 1.5% monthly interest charge. These somewhat alternative loan provisions cater to those seeking less daunting amounts and manageable payback periods. Facilitating financial inclusion is the new fintech wave, and initiatives like these from BeforePay smoothly sail with that tide, providing more choices for Australians in personal finance. And in our final story today, we see collaboration in action, where CIL, a leading insurer, has partnered with TAFE Queensland to elevate the standard of caravan repair training. This enterprising approach addresses industry needs for specialized skills and aligns with the rising demographic of young caravan enthusiasts in Queensland, the state with the most significant caravan fleet. Orchestrating 4-year apprenticeships in recreational vehicle service and repair, the duo are setting a new benchmark for safe caravan adventures in Australia. That's your weekly finance news wrap with me, Paige Estrutori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more information and services regarding personal and business loan finance, feel free to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay financially aware and do take care of your financial health. Until next Thursday, goodbye, and keep turning challenges into opportunities.